This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com, so you can find us on the internet, or you can call it 844-551-8255. And we love hearing from you. So Hillary Clinton went shopping in New York City, gallivanting, as it were. And what's funny about it is nobody noticed. Hillary Clinton is walking Manhattan, it looks like, with a few friends. I didn't see a Secret Service person in sight. Darting in and out of stores. Well, in the video, you see her go into at least one store. I didn't watch the whole thing. Comes out and, you know, looking around for friends. And I'm not kidding you, New Yorkers are passing her by without a care in the world. This is the woman that people said was the most popular person in America, if not the world. World leaders and dignitaries calling her, telling her they wanted her to be president. Not a soul. Nobody. I defy you. Michelle Obama goes walking down the streets anywhere. She's going to get, especially where there's enough black folks, she's going to draw some attention. Madonna, Kim Kardashian, Michelle Pfeiffer. Michelle Pfeiffer, that white girl. There are many women. Ronda Rousey is going to get people to at least stop and go, isn't that Ronda Rousey? No, you can watch the video. We have it posted. Nobody even acknowledges Hillary Clinton's existence. Now, she's got her head down in one of her cell phones, Blackberries, whatever. But when she looks up, people can see who she is. She goes in stores. There's no entourage running out to get her autograph or anything. Katy Perry, name me some white chick from Hollywood. Lena Dunham, for goodness sake, would have gotten more attention. Nothing. And look, here's all I'm telling you. And this is nothing more than a continuation of what we told the left during election time. Nobody cares about Hillary Clinton. I went back and looked at a couple of articles we posted when I was thinking about this story. And I remember this one graphic where they zoomed in and it looks like Hillary's got all this big crowd, and then they show you this zoom out picture. No exaggeration. Not even 100 people in that meeting, event, whatever. Not 100. And it's Hillary Clinton, boopty boopty boopty. And I looked at it and said, why do you even need Secret Service protection for this woman? Nobody cares about her. Let them go. Give that money back to the taxpayers. Unbelievable. And the only reason why you would have Secret Service is in the event Hillary passes out and you need a couple strong dudes to lift her up and get her to the ambulance. Other than that, she's free to roam about the country. Nobody cares about Hillary Clinton. Just thought it was interesting. I don't know if Barack Obama would do it. Where is he, by the way? I haven't seen anything on Obama. I don't miss him. I'm not like going, oh, where is he at? Oh, we can find him. But I'm saying, where has he been? And what would be the reaction of him walking down New York, Fifth Avenue? I can tell you this. Barack Obama, as much as they want you to believe that he is just the most amazing, let Barack Obama walk in Harlem, maybe not Harlem, somewhere, I want him in a rougher area, Compton. You'd be shocked. Barack Obama would get his butt kicked. I'm telling you, you take out Secret Service and you say nobody, you know, I'm not saying the purge where you get a free to kill him, but people would be confronting him saying, man, you didn't do nothing for black people. It would be horrible. I'd love to see that. It would be horrible. Hey, so there was a leaked climate report. Did you guys hear about this? Yeah, it was leaked. and it supposedly validated all the things that, you know, that the scientists said and all that. It was the New York Times that leaked it. And it was, of course, the same information. Oh, climate change is real. It's a leaked report. It's funny how the media is trying to pretend that their farce on global climate farce is a leaked report.
Oh, we found out that it's really real and the report's been leaked.
Nice try, fellas. Unbelievable. The ruse of the left to try, I mean, just think about this. They know that we're on to them. So now they're going to try to use reverse psychology. Oh, we didn't want that to get out. You didn't want it to get out that the information that you're leaking validates the position that you're taking on global climate farce. They are mad. They're mad at us. And I don't know how you feel about it. I want to make them even more mad. I want them, well, as mad as we were when Barack Obama won the second time. How mad were you on that day? I was so livid, I was smooth. I was like, okay, game on. That was the way I was thinking. That's how mad I want you to make them. These sorry leftists, they won't bring up the stuff that they should be talking about, like the jobs figures. They expected 183,000 jobs and got 209,000 jobs, and you barely hear a whisper out of them. Donald Trump's created well over a million jobs in his first 6 or 7 months as president, and you hardly hear a whisper. Barack Obama, by the way, had lost almost 4 million in the same period. U.S. economy, strong summer. Unemployment rate, 4.3%, lowest since March of 2001. The number of workers who are now back to work in America is at an all-time high. 153.5 million people, thanks to a surge of 345,000 new jobs. The employment to population ratio moved up to 60.2%, tied for the highest level since February of 2009. Stock market futures, positive, out the wazoo. We've talked about this. How much of this do we need to discuss before the left finally says, you know what? Things seem to be working. I'll put it to you this way. If these were the statistics that Barack Obama was having in his first 6 months in office, I'd be silent on him. I'd say, we got to let this guy continue what he's doing. Something's working. But nope, that's not what the left does. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, folks. We'll be back here soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid, if you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. I gotta tell you, by the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, we're getting the new studio set up. I know we got some sound issues. We'll resolve that, so bear with us. Lots going on. I'm still tired. I'm not going to lie to you. 3 days of just the most horrendous. I mean, I lifted more weights in the last 3 days than I've done probably in the last year. It's been crazy getting furniture moved and stuff like that, and still got a lot to do in St. Louis and around the and then I've got a trip in between with a good friend of mine who is invited me to go on a fishing trip, and so I got to get Brett to do some shows next week, and then I've got to probably do a best of here because I'm not sure exactly the dates I'm going to be back. But it's one of my big benefactors. He's a guy that's kind of like a big brother to me. And he's a very well-known philanthropist to the conservative movement. And he invited me to go fishing with 29 other guys. And the only stipulation was my birth certificate had to have male on it. And I had to represent my birth certificate in showing up. So, in other words, I can't be transgendered or anything on this trip. But it's so funny because they asked me for my bio. And so, and long story short, in between all these other big things that are going on, I've got this trip planned. It was in the middle of the busiest time I could even imagine because of just everything going on in my life these days. And then I got to come back, and I've got to do some work for Fox. It's pretty heavy because of things that are going on up there. So I feel like I'm phoning it in today. And part of the reason is there were so many things going on in the news cycle that I missed. And I don't know what you consider to be the biggest stories that happened over the past week or so, but there are quite a few of them. And I think we've done a pretty good, I'm not going to be too hard on myself. I think we've done a decent job. But I'm telling you, today, I'm just ragged. I've been run ragged. I drove 1,500 miles with my dog. And I must admit, he did really well. That little rascal just laid down in the truck like he was a trucker's dog. And then I had one stretch where he decided he was going to just bomb me. I mean, he was just breaking wind. It was like 180 miles of, oh my God. And the trucks don't have automatic windows. You got to roll down. You got to roll down the glass. And there's a funny story. So if you've never driven by a cattle, particularly a dairy farm, you haven't lived. It's just crazy. It is the worst smell. I can't describe it other than it has a bit of a flavor of dying flesh. And it's horrible. But it smells suspiciously like my dog's, you know, breaking wind, to be delicate about it. So we're on this stretch of road where he's farting. Okay, I'm just going to say the word. And I'm going, come on, dude. And I'm rolling down the window. I probably did this 6 times in about, I don't know, 15-mile stretch. And he wasn't eating very much on the road at all. So I don't know where it was coming from. But, I gave him a dentist stick earlier that morning. And at that point, I cut him off of dentist sticks. But here's the funny part. So we're driving by this cattle ranch. It's a big cat, a dairy farm. We're driving by, and the smell hits, and I'm like, oh, and I'm rolling down the window, and the dog looks up, and I look over at him like, dude, and then I look over, and I go, oh, shoot, the dairy farm, and he's looking at me like, see, there you go, blaming a brother. It was so funny to see the look in his eyes like, I didn't do that. And in fact, I think he probably smelled it before we, you know, because his smells better than mine, his sense of smell. So he's smelling it, and he looks up. And when he looked up, I'm thinking, oh, you know, he who smelt it dealt it. And so I'm like chastising him, come on, dude. And then we kept going, and it lingered far too long after I rolled down the window. In fact, it got worse. And then I look over and see the cattle, and of course, it's a dairy farm, and I know exactly what they smell like because I grew up around them. And I was like, oh, crap. But it was such a funny story. Anyway, he forgave me, I forgave him, and we cruised on down the road. Oh, my goodness. Hey, so I was giving you some Trump stats a while back, and you're going to hear a lot of these, not just from me, but from many people. And here's what I will tell you. I love what Trump is doing. Yeah, we mentioned that he fired, I think it was 500 people from the VA, right? Anybody that, I think he fired, like if you had bad marks on your record, if you were a criminal, whatever, he fired 500 folks, which is 499 more than Barack Obama, than Barry. But he's fired 11,000 federal employees in his first 6 months. He's draining the swamp, as promised. And let me tell you something. If 30% of federal government employees didn't show up for work tomorrow or whatever day they work, nobody would miss them. And I know you guys are going, Kevin, you're trying to be funny. It's a bit hyperbolic. No. Nobody would miss. If 30% of the people that work in the federal government didn't show up, the other 70% of this government could operate with the same level of efficiency, maybe better. As a candidate, Trump promised to drain the swamp of entrenched government workers, and he's been doing that. And the government executive reported, this is a periodical, first 6 months, he slashed 11,000 federal jobs, reversing the trend that Obama had, where the number of federal workers increased. The July jobs report showed that 2,700 federal jobs were cut in the month of July. So the total number is 10,700. Now, I want to go into what the other people have done during the same time. So let's look at what Obama did. First 6 months in office, he added more than 60,000 federal jobs. Former President Bush increased the federal workforce by 36,000 jobs in his first 6 months. So I want to contrast that with what Trump is doing. Trump has gone less by almost 11,000 in the first 6 months. Less. Bush added 36,000. Obama, on top of that, added an additional 60,000. Now, the government has roughly 2.2 million people who work for the government. Largest company in the world. Largest company in America. I think Walmart has 1.2 or 1.5 million employees. But see, this is the right way to do this. I hope that by the end of the year, his first year, Donald Trump has cut the budget by at least, in terms of employees, has cut at least 100,000 people from the government.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. This is a disturbing story I'm about to share with you, and it has to do with the way we've allowed this political correctness around Islam, and particularly Muslim men, to infiltrate our society. And suddenly it's become acceptable for us to not care about how these men think about women, how these men think about infidels, how these men think about other religions and so on. We are supposed to capitulate to them and just say whatever they want, it's fine. And I think it's ridiculous that we're doing this. But such is the way of the world, but such is the way of leftism. And Barack Obama brought this to this country. See, I don't have a problem with Muslims and how they want to live wherever they live. It's whatever they decide to do, what they are, you know, I hate to say it this way, but It's their religion, it's their lives, it's their tradition. I'm not gonna get interfere. Unless somebody there, women in Islam say, we no longer want this, it's none of our business. Some people, it's like the Amish. I'm not gonna go to the Amish and say, you people live really strange. Why don't you get a smartphone? You know, why do you revere your men? Well, you know, it's your religion. And quite frankly, I don't have a problem with their religion saying for the women to revere the men as long as the men have earned it. See, that's the difference with Christianity. A woman is theoretically supposed to be subservient to a man, but the definition of what it makes, what it requires to be a man is pretty tough. So a woman might rightfully want to submit to that type of a man because he's going to put her first. He's going to put her on a pedestal. And if Islam wants that for women, fine. You know, again, it's their practice. It's their tradition. The problem I have with it is they want everybody to practice it. It's not good enough for us to just say, you know, we're cool with the way you want to live your life as long as you leave us alone. And as long as you, the problem with that, obviously from a constitutional point of view in the United States is you can't do honor killings and you can't decide you're going to beat your wife, or you decide you're going to kill her for reasons of honor, or you don't like her anymore. But if it were a religion practiced in its purest sense without all that, well, who am I to say? The Amish don't care that we live like the Amish. So why should I care what they do as long as it doesn't violate any laws? You get what I'm saying? I would be okay with Islam if it didn't violate any laws of our land. But it does, and there's a reason that it does. It's because it's a cultural difference, and we are never going to make this divide come together. If you want to bring in more Muslims, you're essentially asking for an Israel-Palestinian situation where we are constantly going to be embroiled in battle with a group of people we've ushered in who have decided we want you to capitulate to us. I'm not going to do it. I know most of you don't feel like you want to do it. I don't know what level you're willing to fight for it. I know I am. And let me tell you why. Because a man who was convicted, his name is 37-year-old Badrul Hussein, was heard telling a ticket collector on the Tyne and Wear Metro, "All white women are good for one thing, for men like me to blank and use as trash. That is all women like you are worth." Now, this is a Muslim man in London, and he's telling this woman what his thoughts are about her. Saiful Islam, 35, of Newcastle, was jailed for 10 years in January of 2016 for raping a 15-year-old girl in 2011. Yasser Hussein, 28, of Newcastle, was jailed for 2 years in October 2015 for a sex attack and for allowing his premises to be used in a supply of drugs after a jury heard he hosted parties. Muhammad Hassan Ali, 34, of Newcastle, was jailed for 7 years in December of 2015 for sexual activity with a child, supplying cannabis and possession with an intent to supply. Redwan Siddiq, 32, of Newcastle, jailed for 16 months in February for supplying a drug to a 19-year-old in return for sex at his student digs in 2013. Carolyn Gallen, 22, from Newcastle, 17 at the time, admitted 3 offenses of trafficking girls for the purpose of sexual exploitation. Let me stop there. I want you to understand, folks, the way to get to us is through our kids. And the Muslim community, particularly Muslim men, who subjugate women, who objectify women, who do not care about women, white, black, or otherwise. They don't even care about their own women. Are taking your young ladies, I have sons, but they're taking the young girls and they are tricking them into believing that they are good people. And they're turning, well, we would say in the vernacular, they're turning them out. And I'm watching this occur and thinking to myself, when do we as a society wake up? Muhammad Azram, 35, of Newcastle, admitted 5 drug offenses, was convicted of 1 count of sexual assault. You can hardly find a Muslim criminal who is not guilty of sexual assault or rape. They may be doing drugs. They may have some other thing. But it's their crimes will almost always involve sexual assault or rape. Nasir Uddin, 35, of Newcastle, convicted of sexual assault, allowing premises to be used to supply drugs, conspiracy to incite prostitution, and who admitted 4 counts of supplying drugs and 3 of possessing drugs. Abdul Hamid Minoyi, 34, of Newcastle, convicted of rape, sexual assault, pled guilty to supplying drugs. Aisa Musavi, 42, of Newcastle, convicted of 3 counts of rape, 2 of supplying drugs. Let me go back over the ages, okay? We've got a guy who's 35, 28, 32, 35, 45, 35, 34, 42, etc. We're not talking about teenagers. We're talking about grown men who are preying on youngsters, and we're sitting idly by and watching it happen. It's unbelievable. You want some more? Prabhat Nelly, 33, Newcastle, convicted of 2 counts of supplying drugs, conspiracy to incite prostitution. If you're wondering where these girls end up, and by the way, sex trafficking among Arabs is huge. There are more Arab slaves. There are more slaves today than there were in the 1800s in America. And most of the slavery of today is being done in the Arab world. Have you seen these movies? You remember the movie Taken? That was a movie about a guy whose daughter goes to France, a young boy picks him up, you know, says, hey, I'll give you a ride to your hotel or I'll meet you. We'll go to a party, send some guys over. I forget what they were, Yugoslavian or something, who knows. And they kidnap them and they show Arab men bidding on this. Look, let me just explain it this way, folks. Hollywood doesn't have enough, it can't make stuff up. Hollywood doesn't have the imagination. Hollywood needs somebody to tell it a story, and then it takes that story and does something with it. Do you think that sex trafficking is something new? This is happening all over the world, mostly in Arab countries. Don't misunderstand me. Lots of it's happening in Russia, lots in China, lots in particularly Latino countries and others. But in the Muslim countries, where it is a patriarchal world, ruled by corruption, the level of sex trafficking would blow your mind. Let's see, did we do this? Nadim Aslam, prostitution. Habibar Rahim, 34, a Fenim, convicted of 2 counts of conspiracy to incite prostitution. All these guys go out, they find these young girls, high school age, they kidnap them, drug them. By the way, if you think this is only happening overseas, you're sadly mistaken. This is happening right here in America. It's happening in suburbs, homes by you. You are dealing with men that you think are, you know, running a store, convenience store, whatever, by day and by night. They've got 3 or 4 high school or college age girls drugged up, chained to beds where men come and have sex with them at their leisure, and that's it. You never hear of these girls again. It's right under our noses. And I'm not trying to, I don't want to raise alarm bells. I'm just telling you this is the way it is, and it's a sad state of affairs that we have leftists who claim they want to protect women. They claim to fight the war on women, and they do nothing about this. In fact, they condone it by their silence. Just pathetic. I could go on. This is a list of people, and this is London. This is Londonistan, which I've been talking about for quite a while.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Now, as I was taking a break from this show, I was thinking about what I get up and do every day. And even when I'm traveling and doing things that I have to do, you know, that are outside of the scope of work, I'm still making these observations. Everywhere I stop, I think about the people I meet and, you know, just the tellers and or cashiers at these various places and how chatty they are. Where are you from? Stopped at a place. Girl said, my brother just moved from Southern Illinois. And I moved him back, and he's staying with me, and I'm helping him straighten himself out. Apparently, he's got a drug problem, maybe meth. I didn't ask. And she said, I got to get him away from this girl that he's with. And she was a, you know, everyday-looking little white girl, probably in her early 30s. And I was thinking, you know, good for her, helping her family out. And then a part of me wondered, why are you telling me this story? You know, so I guess she noticed the driver's, the tag on the truck that I rented. And so it made her think about St. Louis or something, Missouri. I don't know. I know eventually I did tell her, I'm, relocating my family to Arizona, even though I've still got my house in St. Louis. And I've got a lot to do on that, and obviously we'll be going back and forth and doing a bunch of other stuff. But nice girl. Didn't look at me any other way than just a guy who's looked road weary. And because I asked her, how fresh is the coffee? And then I said, oh, by the way, do you have a machine? She said, yeah, right here. And it was it wasn't in a normal area. That's why I had to ask her. And talking to truckers, I'd have to take my dog out so he could use the bathroom. And a Mexican guy pulls up in a truck. I believe I was in New Mexico, maybe. And he sees my dog and he says, oh, man, it's a beautiful dog. And I said, I appreciate that. He says, I just lost mine. And I said, man, I'm really sorry for that. And I'm not kidding you. You guys think I'm joking. He stayed there 10 minutes telling me about dogs and his dog and trying to get a dog for his kid. And he had just gotten a new one, but he had to go pick it up. And I finally had to go in because I had to use the bathroom and let my dog use the bathroom. And I usually put him on a pole. And I said, hey, man, I really got to run, but good luck with the dog, etc. But the number of people that chatted me up about my dog, stopped at one place to get diesel and DEF, which is a fuel additive that goes with big trucks. And I put my dog on a pole. Thought he might make a little extra change, stripping. No, I'm kidding. But I put him on a little pole where I could just loop his leash through it. And I went inside and the guy could see my dog at the QT automotive place. And he looked at me like, I got him. Don't worry about it. Nobody will get him. I go inside, get a couple things to, munch on, get my dog a bottle of water. I got him Dasani water. He was a bit thirsty and I let him drink from the bottle. But when I came back, this girl was beaming. She was all happy. And she sees me, she says, is that your dog? And I said, yes. She says, oh, I love him. I love him. So I said, oh, really? You want him? And she's like, yeah. And I said, oh, you can't have him. I'm going to keep him. So anyway, but the outpouring of warmth. Look, folks, I'm telling you, this is America. This is me going, 1,500 miles. I think it's total 1,600 miles. Stopping place after place. I mean, trucks burn a lot of fuel. So I'm going to mostly where my stops. I didn't stop anywhere just along the road. I stopped only when I needed gas or bio breaks, and generally it was both, right? And we'd buy food, and I'd have the dog with me, and so on and so forth. But the people that engage with you, Hollywood, the left will tell you stuff about people and try to make you believe that America is, has a certain look and feel to it. And I'm telling you, go across the country without an attitude and watch how people treat you. It was refreshing to have validated what I already knew about the country. But the thing that I find most disturbing, if you want to call it that, is just that we have to do it. I'm really sick of fighting with these leftists all the time and trying to make them understand that there's another whole world out there. I cannot tell you the difference between these city dwellers and these people in small town America who are so happy to have somebody come by and just listen to an issue like her brother, the girl talking about her brother. And I could give you 5 other instances of stories that were sitting and talking to people, waiting on food, waiting on the fuel to come in. The guy comes out a trucker and he's got a thing that says, boobs make me smile. We made eye contact. He says, that your dog? I said, yeah. And he goes, he's a beautiful dog. And he was, as he was getting in his truck, he says, hey. And I looked up. And he showed me his sticker, is a bumper sticker. It said, boobs made me make me smile. And he goes, had to get it. Oh, my goodness. And little things that you don't pay much attention to unless you've learned to become observant. and the even the road, you know, just where people are telling you, you know, there's a cop down the road or, you know, something. I mean, I have anything wrong with the truck or anything, but, you know, showing acts of kindness. My truck would only get to 40 miles an hour up some of those hills, man. It was like just, I mean, down to the floor, but with such a heavy amount of stuff in the back that it couldn't pull that hill. And I would just be chugging along. But anyway, people would move over and or they let me in, things like this. And you got to understand, it's not like I'm used to driving this big old thing. But I guess what I'm trying to say, folks, is when you stop and you pay attention to what's going on in the world, you really notice how great it is, how great America is. It's nothing like the way these people say it. And I so want to get these kids out of the city. I want to have them travel two or three at a time, go in a place with a good host and show them Americana. You know, you're traveling down the road, you're watching people out there in farms on their equipment, baling hay, roads being, you know, worked on, your tax dollars at work, which don't even get me talking about the roads. Beat the crap out of my furniture. But yeah, so, you see all the work that has to go on throughout the day. It's not Wall Street. It's not moving money around. And I'm not saying those guys don't deserve money. I don't think they deserve to make the kind of money they make. But it's guys and girls getting up in the morning and going and doing a job. And you can see the results that day or the next day. It was crazy. I think I told you guys, I arrived, met these two. I didn't meet them, but a friend of mine said, hey, there's two kids that can help you. Young men, I shouldn't say kids. Probably 20 years old each. And no, actually, one of them is 17 or 18. And the other one was 20. And they said they could come by and help me get my furniture off the truck. So they're helping me move stuff. And these kids worked their butts off. They worked their tails off. I mean, it was so refreshing to see that type of work ethic. My little boy, who's 10 years old, he jumps in the truck. You know, he's wanting to help. Everything was too heavy for him for the most part, but he's wanting to help. He's watching these kids. And when it got time to leave, I said, no, hold on, fellas. I said, I want to give you something. I'll try to give him money. Oh, I'm not taking your money. I'm not taking your money, sir. I said, yes, you are. I said, you worked very hard. And I said, and here's the thing. I want to pay you enough that if I need you to come back, you want to come back. You know, the one that's in high school, he smiled. And I think I told you guys, it turns out his dad is a huge fan of mine. So I'm you know, relocating part of my family to Arizona. And one of the people that I know here said to me, hey, there's a grocery store chain. I don't know the name of it. And they said, the owners of that grocery store chain love you. And they want to meet you while you're here. Let's set it up. Haven't met them, but I'm going to. But it's a change. But here's I guess what I'm trying to say, because we're going to run out of time. Seeing America for what it is heartening, because every day I get up and I have to fight the battle. And I'm not going to say it's discouraging. I'm going to keep doing it. But it bugs me that I have to get up every day. And you get up every day and you listen to somebody like me and you know you've got to go to battle. I want you to know, folks, we're winning out there. I'm proud to report that to you, that your efforts pay off. I don't care that the other people don't see that right away. They will eventually, because we're getting the word out. Talk again soon.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.